When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the Savior birds shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
The centurion said to the Lord Jesus, "Speak the word and it will be done." You know, I have great confidence in God's word. And on one occasion, we were going to have a retreat in a place where there were just rice paddies, you know, full of water. And there had been excessive rainfall, and a lot of mosquitoes had bred. And we were going to have a students' camp for about 1,500 young people. And I was sent a communication, an urgent communication. This retreat cannot be held because it's overflowing floods and swarms of mosquitoes, it's impossible to have a retreat. I said, the retreat shall be held. It will be held. We are going to call on God to rid the place of every single mosquito. And how are you going to do that when you're surrounded by water on all hands? The Lord did it. The retreat went on unhindered. Yes, where lies our confidence? Is it in the Word of God? You know the old story of a little girl, and the mother said, "Child, bring me the Bible." And she brought the latest catalog of one of the big supermarkets. That's the Bible which she saw her mother poring over. And so she ran and brought it. Folks, the Word of God. Now, may I turn you to Psalm 107, verse 20. This is a great verse. It means a lot to me. He sent His Word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. It's been very difficult to find enough time to pray for all the people who write to me, and as they watch my program in the privacy of their homes, I say to the Lord, "Lord, these people have no notion that you're the Savior. They have no notion. They have never been in a place of worship. They know nothing. But it's time for you to work. And even as the message is going on, touch them. Let them be healed." He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. This is exactly what I am seeing. And I look forward to see a lot more of it. Because it's not man. It's not my words. You and I are never going to meet all the need that there is today. All the indifference. All the pride. All the idolatry that is swamping the hearts of people. He sent His word and healed them. Look at that vast mission ground. Have we got any commitment to say, is it not time that my family produced at least a couple of consecrated people? I don't know what your missionary history is like, but I am painfully aware that in a lot of families, there is no missionary history. Or somebody is clinging to some distant aunt or uncle who many years ago went as a missionary. My, I would like to tell you, the gospel turns all of us into missionaries. Simply because God gives us a mission at the cross. If you have missed your mission, I want to tell you, you are probably talking about a salvation wherein there is no neighbor in need at all. You're talking about a very selfish salvation. You're not concerned about the dying servant and his need of the touch of Jesus. I have met some very sad people, including a family. They said that lady picked the bits and pieces of her husband after the explosion. When he went to open his garage in a plastic bag. And there is hardly anybody in this congregation who has not been touched by some violent death in their immediate families. Yes, there has been a suffering. But you know, suffering can also harden us. Today, I see a people getting so hardened. You know, when I read in the newspaper that somebody slid on ice and a man of 30 or 40 got killed, I said, Lord, I don't know if this man has some babies at home. I don't know the condition of the widow. I don't know the man. It's in some strange place where I'm speaking. There have been people who came to me and said, God sent you just in time. A woman said to me, I was about to send my daughter to the movies. I do not know how many people have begun to go to the movies these days, but let me tell you, I never wasted any of my time with them. But let me also tell you what a great Shakespearean actor once said. I believe it was Garrick who said, you Christians, you preachers and Christians, make the things real appear unreal. And we actors make the things unreal appear real. Can there be a greater indictment? No. Are we making the things real appear unreal? Is that our mission in life? Surely not. And here is this Roman centurion. He says, Lord, this is how it works with me in my army. When I say something, it's carried out. And when you say something, as the Son of God, I expect it to be carried out. Do we go to the Bible with that kind of attitude? Lord, you have said it, and it's done. Psalm 33 and verse 9. He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. So, my dear friends, prayer is to go to God until he speaks. It's very sad that we break off, throw a kind of, it's almost like a lottery ticket, you know. You know, some places they have lottery tickets, they say throw it into the box and maybe it will get picked. And you are going to be the proud owner of a Jaguar or some such thing. And so you quickly fill in that and throw it into the box. Take a chance. No, my friend, when we go to the Lord, it should be till He speaks the word. Speak the word, Lord. You spoke the word and the heavens came into being. Can you believe that? That you and I have to do with the one who spoke the word and the heavens came into being. My, what a dimension your prayer life takes when we allow this to sink in. Till He speaks the word. You know, my father used to continually tell his congregations, you go alone and pray. God will speak to you. That's it. And they would go alone and pray and God would speak to them. And it's amazing. And once God spoke to them, they would become those that will heal the sick, cast out demons, do marvelous things. But my father would tell them, it's not enough if you shed a few tears, if you repent. No, you go to God and He will speak the word. Sometimes little children used to come up to my father's platform and they wouldn't be visible because of their smallness to the church. So he would set them on the pulpit or the podium or table to tell what God spoke to them. Many years ago, one Sunday afternoon, I said to the pastor, I am not coming for the afternoon's special prayer meeting which we have called for. I want you to go and lead it. And then he reported, I have never been in such a prayer meeting. Everyone was in tears. They were weeping their hearts out and confessing their sin. Of course, in our church, in spite of our orthodoxy, he would say, oh, practically every sin was there. They began to repent. Folks, He spoke the word. It's not because of a fellow like me. Of course not. He spoke the word. And it was done. Do you realize we are dealing with that kind of God? And would we be nonchalant and without a mission and without a purpose in prayer? Never. He spoke the word, and it was done.
Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178. Or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.